We are excited that summer season's coming back up and tourist season. We are able to utilize 3 interns this summer, so we are once again going to be open to the public 7 days a week for travelers and visitors. It will still all be free. Of course, the main museum still is not open on the upper level, but we have the temporary gallery in the Stone Church, the outbuilding things that you can tour, and then this summer we will also have a traveling exhibit from the Orphan Train Museum in out of Concordia.
Oh.
And I think that's where it's at. And they will be have a display downstairs in our main office area like the display was there last summer. So please come down and see us. Most days it'll be from 10 to 4.
Okay.
Yep.
And if there's any questions maybe about hours or anything, we always kind of forget, what's the best place to, if somebody is listening and they're like, I want to find out more information, what's the best place to do that?
Absolutely. They can email me directly, which is just director at our website, but the website is ECHS for Ellis County Historical Society, Hayes.org. So we have our hours up there. Okay. And now, just to let anybody know, of course, the main museum, the steps are refinished. It looks all nice, but you still enter in that northeast door that's on ground level. Okay. Or you can always come down the ramp on the south side of the building and enter in through our curator lab down there. So if you don't want to travel those steps, or maybe you have a cane or something else, we're going to make it easy for you to come visit us. So
okay, very good. And Facebook presence well. We talk about it on social media. Also, fun little things there. We had a handful of things that we wanted to talk about. We talked about the summer hours, and obviously that'll pick up with school getting out here before too long. I know that one of the exciting things that's been going on is the location of Victoria. And just a couple weeks ago now, there was the ribbon cutting for their portion of the project over there, St. John's Place. But one of the biggest portions is going to be you all and the location over there in Victoria. And I know that there's an exciting date coming up for that and for you guys there in Victoria, the site.
Right, right. You know, at the beginning of all this collaboration, we were almost a little bit ahead of schedule of what they were doing, but they quickly have, their grants are coming together, and they are ready to move pavement quicker than we are. But we're excited that we are, our volunteers have cleared out the top space, and we're now going to invite people in to see how we might have it set up for what kind of displays will be there. And so on May 23rd, which I believe is a Thursday, the chamber will help us celebrate a ribbon cutting at 1:30 in the afternoon. And everybody is welcome to come peek, and I'll give you tours of you know, where we envision things. So
I know when the Victoria, they had one of their meetings to talk about everything that was going on. Alex Herman, who is the president of the board of the Historical Society, he gave kind of an update, and he was kind of given a timeline. What do you think the timeline is for location there in Victoria? You talk about kind of the May deadline to the May date to kind of show it off early, and then what do you guys think for the timeline there?
So we hope to start soon after the 23rd there. And of course, get the roof secured. That will take care of a lot of problems because we have two projects to work on. So as soon as the roof is secured, we can start moving some of our artifacts out of our Hayes location and work on that main gallery that there. But we hope to have the second story of our portion over in Victoria done by the end of this year, and have that up and running for storage. And then as funds come in, we will be focusing more on the downstairs gallery area and constructing a couple bathrooms. We're working with an architect out of the Kansas City area right now to see what exactly is feasible. But my fingers are still crossed that we will hopefully open a gallery by 2026. So that's still a couple years off. But the sesquicentennial for the Vulgo-German community is in 2026, and that would be a great time to open it.
And for maybe a recap for those that don't remember or forget, you all have a large footprint as part of that location over there.
Right. So ours will be that main south entrance that you used to come into if you were visiting the rest home. It's those nice barreled roof vault looking things. Mm-hmm. And right as you walk in is a gallery. What used to be the very first chapel of the rest home is now going to be a gift shop. Then there was a large dining hall and kitchen. that are just big, large open spaces, and we are going to keep those that way. So there's not a lot of construction, you know, putting up walls or developing extra rooms and sinks and kitchens like the big project that VCC has going on. But it's about 8,000 square feet on the downstairs that, or excuse me, 7,000 square feet that we will be using as gallery.
Very good. I know last time we talked, it was neat to see all the work, everybody, the volunteers come together and all that they've done. So the ribbon cutting will be exciting to see how much further and the vision. So we look forward to that. And again, that's May 23rd over there in Victoria in the afternoon.
Yes, at 1:30. Please join us.
Very good. A couple other things we wanted to talk a little bit about. So talk about fundraising. Obviously, the Brick by Brick campaign continues to roll along. I say phase three of the project and the fundraising effort, and that continues to move just right along.
Right. You might have received in the mail. We had a large mass mailing here a couple weeks ago and got a great response, an initial response from that just last, I guess today's Wednesday. excuse me. On Monday, we had a board meeting and we were able to pull a few more squares just from donations that came in, $50 here, $100 here, all added up to at least $1,500 just in 1 week of those rolling in. So, and then there's a couple reserved for people that have given over $500 that want to pull their own brick. Okay. So you're welcome to come do that. And then I update the banner on Main so people can see how much of our collage is being revealed. And I think people, the one we pulled on Monday, the board members were excited because one of the pieces that was missing, they couldn't quite remember what building that was. And it's the old Coca-Cola bottling. Building there. Okay. So they pulled that brick and they could tell what it was again. So
okay. Very nice. Well, and you talk about the little gifts that make up the large gifts. I would imagine from your vantage point, that's a neat little thing to see is that the gifts that are coming from all sorts of places that it doesn't matter what the size. It's
right.
Just great that the campaign continues to roll along.
Right. It adds up and people, you know, we got some things in the mail, excuse me, some donations from out in Gove County recently. So, you know, as far as people are hearing about it, a little bit, you know, they add up real fast. So it's exciting.
Very nice. One of the things that we had talked about before was an ongoing effort by a student at TMP Marion trying to work together to put together a mobile app. And I know that you had given an update on that before the city commission. It seems like that is moving forward and excited for that for the summer. I don't know if you want to give us a little bit of kind of some background and the details on that project.
I'll give you a little teaser. Henry Meitner is the senior's name from TMP. It was for his capstone project. And he did the majority of the technical footwork for us, found the platform that is easily handled once he turns it over and leaves for college so that us non-techies can understand it. And he plotted all the spots and he's put in the initial information. Adam, our curator, is working on just a little bit of final details of extra photos and some more material that will go on each one. But it basically is a app that obviously you'll have on your phone. You can download with the brochure or a QR code on every stop. But the walking tour downtown has bronze plaques, and it also has a very outdated brochure that you can pick up at the CVB or downtown locations. And they tell me, downtown tells me, and the CVB, Melissa tells me, it's the most picked up brochure out of any they have. And so people really do go down there and use the walking tour either just to learn the history or do something during the day when they're waiting on a tournament to play or something. And so we wanted other people to have information. It's just a bronze plaque with a little short story. Now you should be able to see, you know, maybe what the building looked like prior, maybe a artifact that was related to the building, another story or somebody that owned the building, stories like that. My initial, my grandiose idea is someday to have a mobile app that you hold up in the field, and then in the field of your camera, you can see the building superimposed, the old building superimposed on the modern background. that one is a few versions down the road. This is our beta version, but it's still going to be wonderful. I think it'll be widely used by, it'll bring the younger generations in. So we thank Henry for doing that. He's been patient with us because I keep telling him, yes, we've almost got the rest of it. You can plug in and we'll be ready to go. I was hoping to have it for Art Walk this weekend. It might not quite be ready, but I will definitely make a big announcement when it is.
Yeah, we look forward to that. I know that we all have our phones in our pocket all the time. And so, I know that for a fact there are lots of people that go down and check out those plaques, and I always hear the, you know, comments about, oh, you know, we found this or whatever. So that's a very cool thing that's coming pretty quickly as well. There was one more event that we wanted to talk a little bit about for the next month before we see you and chat with you next time. There's a speaker that you guys are going to present coming up next month of the month.
Right. We have a series. We're working, anyone can do this, I guess, any organization, but we have been finding some, what we believe are some fun, lighthearted topics that come out of Humanities Kansas Speakers Bureau. And the first one that we're going to be hosting is May 9th at 7 p.m. Down in our basement commons area. And it will be Marla Day, and she's going to be speaking about dressing for success. And Nellie Dawn, I believe, is the fashion icon that she's going to be talking about the 20th century. So please join us for that. It's always free. It's just a good time to just listen to a little bit of history. And
yeah. It seems like a very neat event. Maybe somebody missed one of the days or schedules, is there a place to go and find those? I know we talked about the website, but maybe to keep up with meeting times and stuff.
Right. They do put it on the CVB calendar, puts it on there, and they keep updated more than I do, because Annette's always calling me and like, Amanda, it's already next month's time. You need to get that up. And I'm like, oh, wow, that's coming fast. Yeah. But I forgot to say, we are bringing back Duroc Night.
Okay.
I didn't even tell you about that. But we had a good turnout last summer, and those people were kind of disappointed when we shut it down for the winter. But we had the last one 2 weeks ago, and we'll be running it tonight and every other Wednesday night through the summer. We might start it maybe in July and June, start it every Wednesday night, but that starts at 5:30 downstairs. If you don't know how to play, it's a very easy game to learn. It's fun. We have, you know, second graders all the way up to 70-year-olds playing with us, and it's just something lighthearted to do.